President Biden has escalated sanctions on Russia.
Today, I'm announcing the United States is targeting the main artery of Russia's economy. We're banning all imports of Russian oil and gas and energy.
The move comes as Russian troops continue attacks on Ukraine and as oil prices continue to soar. The administration has been courting Saudi Arabia for more oil to help make up the difference and has even been talking to Venezuela, an adversary. For more, we're joined by NPR national political correspondent Mara Liasson. Hi, Mara.
Hi there.
Now, Republicans and Democrats in Congress have been pressuring the president to shut the door on Russian energy. Why, in the end, did the White House agree?
Because the White House sees this as a tool to further raise the cost on Vladimir Putin for the invasion of Ukraine. You know, the United States doesn't import a whole lot of Russian energy. Oil and gas mm-hmm. from Russia is about anywhere from 3 to 10% of Americans, the U.S. total import of energy. Obviously, our allies in Europe, much more dependent on Russia. So this is something mm-hmm. that the White House felt they could do. There will be a cost, but the cost won't be tremendous. And the president announced it today. And he said he did this in consultation with the allies, even though he understands that many of our European allies may not be in a position to join the U.S.
Now, as far as the cost for Americans, crude oil prices have already surged to a 14-year high, and the average gas price at the pump is north of $4. Did the president say anything like, listen, this is going to hurt, but it's the right thing to do?
Absolutely. He said there will be costs as well here in the United States. He says, I said I would level with the American people from the beginning. He says, I said defending freedom is going to cost. It's going to cost us. And Republicans and Democrats understand that. He said he's trying to do everything he can to mitigate price hikes at the pump. He's released 30 billion barrels of oil from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. And he's trying to make sure that oil companies don't do price gouging at the pump. But yes, he's been pretty open about this. This is a big political issue because up until mm-hmm. now, inflation, which people see at the pump, is something that Republicans have weaponized to use against Biden. They put little yeah. stickers of Biden on gas pumps saying, I did that. But now Democrats I've talked to think that the political ground on this debate might be shifting because polls show people say, at least now, that they are willing to pay a little more at the pump if it's part of defending freedom in Ukraine.
European allies, you mentioned them, Mara, they depend a lot more on Russian oil and gas. And the president noted many of them may not be able to follow the U.S. example. So in the end, how much does this really hurt Russia? Did White House officials comment on that?
Well, it's not clear how much it's going to hurt Russia. They think that will hurt them to a certain extent. Obviously, the price to Russia will be much, much higher if some European allies join in. And the White House sees this as part of a much bigger push to make the United States energy independent, which we almost are completely, but also that this the Republicans, of course, are saying this shows that we should drill more. Biden pushed back against that, saying we have thousands of permits to drill right now that are in the hands of the oil and gas industry and they're not using them. But also that loosening environmental regulations will not in the end lower energy prices for families. So we can do both at the same time. We can move to a clean energy economy while we also pursue our values in Europe.
Now, the president said he was releasing millions of barrels of oil from the strategic reserves in the country. But to fill the gap, the U.S. is also turning to Saudi Arabia. U.S. officials flew to Venezuela, another producer, even Iran. These are not countries Washington is generally aligned with. What do we know about these negotiations?
Well, we know that these talks are ongoing. This is a kind of tricky, complicated subject for the White House because there are U.S. sanctions on Venezuela. And yesterday, the press secretary here at the White House was asked about this. She said it's possible to continue putting pressure on these countries about human rights abuses and the other differences that the Biden administration has with countries like Venezuela and Saudi Arabia, while they're also trying to increase the worldwide supply of oil.
Yeah. I mean, was there any sense that the U.S. can try to fill this gap in the near term?
In the near term, they can try to fill the gap. The president said there were thousands and thousands of oil leases that have been drilling permits that have gone out that mm-hmm. aren't being used. They can do that. The RNC, the Republican Party, of course, was very quick with a statement that said, you know, that suggested that Biden could kind of snap his fingers and get more U.S. energy flowing. But that's really up to oil and gas companies here. They're private companies. But yes, I think in the near term, energy experts say that some of this difference, the amount of energy that comes from Russia can be made up by other sources.
Mara Liasson, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.